Hello, I'm RJ City, and you are listening to the Monster Cast. You're going to talk about Bela Lugosi. They're going to talk about Lon Chaney Jr. He'd be so sad, holding his hat, saying, "Please put me in this room and don't unlock the door." And you can't do any better than the Dahl brothers, Jack and Ryan. They're brothers, but they're also bros. What? Pardon? Wrestling. Well, who the hell wants to talk about wrestling? She's a horror movie. It's a deep genre. It's a smart genre. Fantastic actors. Fantastic cinematography. Wrestling is just sweating and fireworks and bouncy ropes. There's nothing. So how do you talk about that every week? All right. Let's see them try. Take it away, you crazy dolls.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful here. You're watching the Monster Cast with Jack and Ryan. A big shout out to those fellas. Good people. Check them out.
Jake and Brian, Brandon Cutler here from AEW, and I hope you guys have an awesome podcast with the Monster Cast. What was that? Your name is Jack and Ryan? Shut up, Jack and Ryan.
Wrestling podcast? How fucking original.
I guess I just, I mean... You're welcome.
Here's your host of the Monster Cast, the Straight Edge Monster, Jack and Ryan.
Everybody, welcome to Prediction Sure to Be Wrong, NXT Stand and Deliver 2023 edition. This is happening the same day as fucking night one of WrestleMania. So much wrestling this week. It is WrestleMania week. It's gonna be insane. We've got seven matches to get to on these predictions. The updated predictions, by the way. As soon as I can get them up here. There we go. There we go. There they are. Hey. 25-2 for me, and I believe Ryan is 21-6. Now, these numbers are going to change drastically because we've got the Ring of Honor prediction show, this one, and WrestleMania 39. Ton of matches on that one. It's got seven matches as well as the Ring of Honor, so 14 matches between these two shows and then two nights of WrestleMania. It's going to be fucking nuts. But let's get to it. I'm going to start off with the first one here. It's Chase U and Tyler Bate versus Schism. So we're going to have... Okay, so let me... The winners gain control of Chase University, which is... makes no sense why anybody would want that. But Chase University is Andre Chase, Duke Hudson, and Thea Hale, and Tyler Bate versus Schism, which is Joe Gacy, Jagger Reed, Rip Fowler, and Ava Rain, which is obviously The Rock's daughter.
Here's what doesn't make sense about the stipulation, right? Chase University already has control of Chase University. So what the fuck is the, what's the impetus for them to agree to this? Yeah. What do they get if they win? That's so stupid.
I agree. They should have made it where the other team has to disband or some shit.
Yeah, it's just fucking so dumb.
I definitely have Schism winning this, by the way.
I mean, here's the thing. The way that they've been pushing Joe Gacy more than pretty much anybody else involved, that kind of makes sense to me. God, dude, they really want to... Look, Chase University is not going to be suddenly significantly more interesting or more of a draw or like more compelling in any way by having Schism take control of them and their stable or whatever. Like the whole thing's fucking stupid. I think Chase University probably wins just because what does that even mean? Like they gain control of Chase. Tell them they have to wrestle certain people, or the whole thing, the stipulation makes so little sense that I think Chase University has to win.
We're going to find out. I agree with you. It makes no sense. I don't think it benefits either team, but it's whatever. I don't see why you would have Chase U, a fucking team that isn't over, defeat Schism, who you're definitely trying to put over. It's weird. I don't know.
To get them over? That's the only thing I can think of. Like, it's to help them get over by giving them some credibility by going over Schism, and Schism won't really be hurt by it because they're not, you know, pretty much the only credible guy in there right now anyway is Gacy, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's a weird match to even have involved on the show. I don't like it. But here's a match I do like. The Triple Threat Tag Team match for the NXT Tag Team Championships. It's Gallus versus the Creed Brothers versus the D'Angelo family. The only thing that would have made this better is if instead of the D'Angelo family, I got Pretty Deadly in there. But they're supposed to be the hosts of this show, by the way, which is stupid as fuck. Well, you got
having
Pretty
a
Deadly
host on
and
a,
you got the host of fucking Stand and Deliver, dude.
You need a host for Stand and Deliver anyway.
I don't know. Anyway, I've got...
introducing the fucking halftime show? Probably not. Yeah, what you got?
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the Creed Brothers.
I was leaning toward them too. After they lost the titles to Pretty Deadly, they've been kind of just in a little bit of a holding pattern. They haven't really done much since. It'd be nice to have them back being relevant again. I think Gallus has had it long enough to where they can lose it and not really be hurt by it. And then the triple threat part of it gives you, you know, fucking Stacks or whoever to take the pin. So Gallus doesn't really come out looking worse for wear. My gut instinct on that is also that the Creed Brothers are taking the titles here.
All right, so we got both got the Creeds. All right, next up we've got the Fatal 5-Way match for the NXT North American Championship. This is the one that Ryan is looking forward to the most, I believe, out of the whole card. This is Wesley.
Yeah.
Wesley's defending his North American Championship against Dragon Lee's debut, JD McDonagh, Ilya Dragunov, and Axiom. I don't see how Dragon Lee loses here.
Yeah, it's got to be Dragon Lee. You don't sign him and pay him as much as you're probably paying him to have come there over AEW without doing something with him. I could see them trying to make Dragunov work. I could see that. I could see Wesley retaining. But I don't know that they're really high on his run overall. It's been okay. But yeah, I think you have to expose your new sign talent and sort of justify the amount you just paid for him to come in, and you do that by giving him a championship straight off the bat, making him immediately credible, having him have some really like high quality matches straight out the gate. I think Dragon Lee wins this.
Yeah, he can be protected by not taking the pin, obviously. It's a fucking fatal five-way, but
if he doesn't win, he is not getting pinned. Like, 1,000%. No, sure.
For sure. It also kind of makes... Unless Axiom does some crazy shit in this match, I kind of feel like Axiom's about to be taking a huge back seat here because they hyped him up to be like a Dragon Lee when he came in. Like a Mystico type deal. And now Dragon Lee's there and they're in the same match. And I'm really hoping he doesn't dwarf Axiom in this match because then Axiom has literally nowhere to go because they're going to just be like, oh, well, we got Dragon Lee. We don't need Axiom anymore. He's going to sit there and not do anything, which is going to be fucking stupid.
I mean, they'll probably have them do some spots together. That's how you avoid that.
All right, next up, we've got Fallon Henley and Kiana James, the women's tag team champions, which I haven't liked ever since they took them off of Kayden Carter and Katana Chance. Hated that. But now they're defending them against Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. I actually like that team, by the way, a lot. And I want them to win so bad. I don't know if they're going to, but I'm going to pick them anyway. I'm going to pick the team of Fire and Dawn.
I was leaning that way too. But only because they were previously the, or she was at least. She was, Alba Fire. She's got enough, like, credibility in the NXT world from when she was doing the NXT UK stuff. She was their women's champion for a little bit. And I think she was in a tag team that won the women's Dusty Classic, wasn't she? I want to say.
A great question. I do not know off the top of my head.
I think she did. I think it was last year's. So there's enough precedent behind her as a credible person to where they could have Alba Fire and Dawn win. Because you look at like Henley, and like Henley really doesn't have that much behind her, right? Not history wise, not, she's, you know, she's got the right look and everything. I don't think she's bad in the ring, but I'm not feeling whatever the fuck they thought they were doing with this run.
To literally not be on the same page ever and then beating the champions in like your first attempt was so stupid to me. I would have been okay with this act if they would have gave it more time to get on the same page. Just automatically going out there and being,
it's like they were trying to do
the face.
Yeah, bullshit. They were trying to do the thing that they did with the Bar, but with none of the same fucking build as the Bar had. Like, it was so weird to me. I've got Fire and Dawn winning.
Okay, let me change that to both then. I just prefer to have them win, honestly. It's not even that. I don't even know if they're going to win or not. Or I honestly, if I had to put money on it, I probably wouldn't even put them to win it. But I just want it to happen so bad that I'm picking them instead. Next up, we got the other female women's match on here. It's a ladder match for the NXT Women's Championship that was relinquished by Roxanne Perez for her injury. And it's going to be Zoe Stark versus Gigi Dolin versus Tiffany Stratton versus Lyra Valkyria and Indy Hartwell.
I haven't been crazy about NXT's women division lately, but this is another one that I actually do think could be a pretty good match.
I'm going to let you pick this one first because I've picked them all first so far, but go ahead. Who do you got winning this one?
They seem kind of high on Stratton. But I don't like her character
as well.
I think
her character's actually really good. She turned out to be way better than I think a lot of people realized she was going to be. But I'm also high on Zoe Stark away from Twitter, and I'm also high on Gigi Dolin as well.
They had her, you know, they did have her go all the way to the finals in that one tournament that she ended
Indy
up losing
Hartwell
to Perez.
Gives me Liv Morgan vibes. Like, they're just, she's always going to be around, but she's never going to get the fucking title. She's just there because she's a name, basically.
Once the Dexter Lumis stuff was done, it did seem like they kind of lost direction with what they were doing with her.
And the way stable in general, honestly.
I don't think she's in the conversation. I could see them wanting Dolin to do it, maybe. Is that how they would want to be their champ? You know what, man? Fuck it. I'm going to say Stratton. I think they're high on her. I think that they've given her multiple, like, fairly high profile matches and spots already. Athletically, she's like far and away able to do it. It's just a matter of, I don't know if her character really works for me, but yeah, I'm going to say Stratton on this. I was going to go
Gigi here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Gigi. I was going to go Zoe, but because of the world title thing I got picking, I'm going to go Gigi here. Because you've got the easy setup for when JC Jane comes back, obviously. I was going to pick Zoe because Roxanne is a face, and when Roxanne comes back, she's already got the challenge of Roxanne, who never lost the title. The problem is I don't know if they're going to go with Zoe after her dumbass comments on Twitter. So,
yeah,
that might have been where they were going to go, and now who knows what they're going to do. So I'm going to go Gigi Dolin here, partly because of who I'm about to pick in the next match, and partly due to because she has the built-in storyline with whenever JC Jane comes back, obviously.
Here's the thing, too. I don't know how much the company cares about Zoe Stark's Twitter bullshit.
No, I agree with that. They probably don't think it's anything. Yeah.
Right. And it's not like they ever did anything to Braun Strowman over it, you know? So, they seemed high on her during the Royal Rumble. They let her stay in for a pretty long time during that, if I recall. Who threw her out? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
I know she was in it for a little bit, for sure.
I know Sol Ruka should have been in this fucking match. That's who should have been in this match.
Yeah.
But they got like a lot of injuries in the NXT Women's Division right now. Roxanne Perez is out, JC Jane is out, and Nikita Lyons is out right now.
Yeah, Lyons. I forgot about Lyons. I heard social media shit's dumb as shit, too. I'm going to stick with Stratton on this, but I could see them doing Stark.
Stratton and Gigi Dolin are our picks on this. Let's do the... No, I'm not doing Gargano last. That's stupid. We're doing Gargano and Grayson Waller next in the unsanctioned match.
Yeah, I think they're doing that last because to be unsanctioned has to be after the official card is over or whatever, you know?
Yeah, like the lights out. That match. If that's legit the main event, I do not care. Like, I might turn it off.
But it's Gargano.
I'm wearing a Johnny Gargano shirt right now, and I
it's Gargano. Look, they know that he's going to get a huge pop, and maybe they're doing that because they want the crowd to go home happy, so they have him win. Because I think people want to see Carmelo beat Breaker, and I don't know that they're going to do that. So I think that might piss off the crowd, and then they're like, "Well, hey, we got one more match. It's your favorite. It's Johnny Gargano, smiley face guy." So maybe.
To continue the feud between Waller and HBK, Waller would have to win this, though, right?
If they want to continue that, but they
or
might not necessarily
want to
continue.
Keep doing the conspiracy theory thing and be like, "Oh, I only lost because you had to come get somebody outside of NXT because you won't fight me or some shit like that." I mean, I guess he could technically keep it going regardless, but.
Or they could do some shit where, you know, Waller wins by bullshit. And then HBK comes out and says, "Nah, that was bullshit. You low-blowed him, or his foot was on the rope, or whatever the case may end up being." And then they restart the match. And then they could keep that same thing going. Like, "Oh, yeah, I had him beat. The match was unsanctioned. You came out and interfered because you couldn't stand to see me beat your guy." Like, there's plenty of ways they could go after this with Gargano still winning.
You can also send the crowd home happy by having Gargano lose and then HBK super kicking Waller to end the show.
Makes Gargano look shitty, though.
Gargano's been looking shitty on the main roster, so I don't
know. He lost clean fucking whatever night it was. Like,
Monday to Dominic.
Like, fucking clean to Dominic. And then you're going to have him go against Grayson Waller. Like, that's supposed to be a threat. And he just lost clean completely to fucking Dominic. That's crazy. Yeah. That's why I can't care about this match. I think they probably have Gargano win if it's going to last.
Yeah, I've got Gargano winning too, so both for that. And I guess we're going to pick different on this next one then, because I've got Carmelo Hayes becoming the new NXT champion. I'm tired of this Braun Breaker shit. It's over. It's time for Carmelo. I've got Carmelo Hayes winning the NXT championship. What do you got, man? And this is partly why I went with a face in the ladder match, because I got the heel, the quote-unquote heel, Carmelo, winning this match instead.
Unless they're calling up Breaker for Raw after WrestleMania.
Which a lot of people think they should do.
They might. I could see that. He's still, I don't think people, put it into concept how short he's actually been around, but I don't think he's even been around for 2 years yet.
But what else is he supposed to do there?
Is
the problem.
I understand.
Because the way they booked him, they fucked him up. He could have been there another year if they would have booked him to actually take some losses. I think his only loss is to the fucking Dolph Ziggler.
He's got the Jade Cargill problem.
Yeah, but none of the charisma.
Yeah, that's another second separate problem. That's not the Jade Cargill problem.
Well, he's got better wrestling ability than Jade, but he ain't got no charisma, and charisma can take you further than
and
wrestling
how
ability.
The fuck do you have the uncle and dad that you have and come out with no fucking charisma?
I don't get it, dude.
Crazy.
Sounds just like him, looks like him, wrestles like him, but no charisma kinda, at all. I agree.
It's that, you know what it is?
Well,
it's
I thought that's what NXT is for. We already know he can wrestle, so why aren't you trying to work on his character instead? If one in WWE gives a fuck about NXT and it's viewed as a separate thing, then work on what his weakness is. You're not even putting him in positions to succeed in his weaknesses.
We don't know that they're not working with him on that. He could be in fucking promo class every day, dude. We don't know.
I do know.
But
he ain't in promo class every day. He might be watching other people in promo class every day. He ain't in promo class doing promos every day because his shit sounds the exact same every time.
What you know is that he's not improving at the rate that you would want him to.
Okay, guess
what
happened to Parker Boudreau when he wasn't improving after 6 months?
He went to go lose some jobber matches.
He got let go.
Yeah.
He got let go.
No, I mean in AEW.
Unless you plan on putting his ass with Paul Heyman the night after WrestleMania. Because he's no longer with Roman because Roman dropped the title to fucking Cody. And you can just work with Braun Breaker.
Braun and Brock. The Breakers. The Breaker Boys.
The Beast Breakers.
Yeah. The Breaker Beasts. Yeah, I don't know. I could see a scenario where they have him lose because they're planning on calling him up. I think they probably see the same thing that you see, though, which is that you can call him up and he's a solid wrestler, but I don't think he's going to get that kind of support on the main. Like, people will be happy to see him the first night he comes out because it's, like, novel, interesting, new, whatever. But long term, I don't think anybody thinks he's ready to get called up. So I could see them having him keep the belt for a little bit longer, stay down, do some more NXT stuff. Maybe does eventually lose it to Hayes, but I don't know that here's the night.
This is technically their biggest show of the year. It's on the same day as WrestleMania Night 1.
This is the
time to lose it.
I don't mean that the show's not big enough. I mean that they don't think that he's ready yet.
Who? Hayes or Braun? Braun's not ready to go to the main roster, you mean?
Right, and I don't think they have him lose until he is. I don't think they have him NXT doing nothing.
Dude, if I'm telling you that I'm saddling him with Paul Heyman as soon as he comes up, then he's ready. He's ready 2 years ago.
Yeah, but then what about all the Bloodline shit? You just have Heyman doing double duty?
The Bloodline crumbles at WrestleMania. That's literally the entire story. Then it ends up being Jay versus Roman. You don't need Paul Heyman for that. Paul Heyman's gone. Paul Heyman moved on to the next big thing. For the new cash cow. It makes perfect sense with this character.
Roman's looking for fucking Heyman backstage. Finally finds him and says, hey, I don't know what you mean, wise man. What's a wise man? I'm just an advocate.
yeah,
I've got Breaker
Paul
winning.
Put Paul Heyman back on Raw with Braun Breaker to stay out of Roman's way. Roman does his shit on SmackDown. He never crossed paths with Roman, tries to stay out of Roman's way so he never has to deal with him. And then Braun gets built up big enough and then possibly down the line because, you know, Roman won't be there much longer. Before he starts taking his Hollywood breaks and stuff, so yeah.
I think he just wants to retire.
Literally, the entire story is the crumbling of Bloodline at WrestleMania. So once the Usos lose their titles, and once Roman loses his title, then it goes to Roman versus main event Jay, and then Roman's gone, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. Like Paul Heyman can easily fucking be managing Braun Breaker the night after WrestleMania. It would make perfect sense, and it would make sense of why you would want to bring Braun up in the first place.
Yeah.
Guess who else didn't talk and couldn't talk when he first came in with Paul Heyman?
Still can't really talk. But yeah, CM Punk. Yeah.
So who do you got? You got Braun winning?
Yeah, I got Braun winning. I see what you mean. They could definitely, you know, they could take it off of him, have him stay down there. They don't necessarily have to call him up right after. They do have options for if they do call him up. I don't think that. Here's the problem, too. They've kind of built their whole brand around him being there, being dominant, and it's hard to... I don't know if Carmelo Hayes fills that spot yet.
I think he does. I know Shawn Michaels really likes him too, so I'm basing some of my shit off of that too, so we'll see.
Bro, if Michaels likes anybody that has a similar style as he had, so anybody that's 5'10 and athletic and jumps around a little bit, Shawn Michaels fucking all over him.
Same.
But yeah,
I guess we're going to gravitate towards that type of person, though.
Hmm?
I said, of course he's going to gravitate towards that type of person. Plus, Carmelo can talk.
Yeah. All yeah, right. I'm picking Breaker, but I'm not as confident on that one. So.
All right, so there's our picks. We've got three different on that one.
Yep.
So we only have one different on the Ring Honor Show, prediction show. Prediction sure to be wrong. NXT Stand and Deliver. Let's recap it right quick before we get out of here. Ryan's got Chase U winning. I've got Schism winning. We both have the Creed Brothers winning. We both got Dragon Lee winning. We both have Fire and Dawn winning. Ryan's got Tiffany Stratton winning. And I've got Gigi Dolin winning. We both got Gargano winning. And Ryan has Braun Breaker winning. And I've got Carmelo Hayes becoming the new NXT champion. So there it is. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be a very busy weekend between the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd. You've got this and WrestleMania Night 1.
The funny thing on this one, too, is that even with three differences, we still may come out tied because we could both just be wrong on the ladder match.
Yeah, it could be Zoe Stark easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy the show. I'm Jack, that's Ryan. This is the Monster Cast. Prediction sure to be wrong. You can catch us live every week on Twitch if you like. If you just want to see the different segments on YouTube, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, like this video, obviously, and put your predictions down in the comments below so we can see how well you did compared to us. Tell us what you think we got wrong, what you think you agree with, and we'll see you guys next time. Deuces.